discuss, I'm going to make a motion to defer case 2022-11 Hunter's Creek.
A second.
Moving seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-11 Hunter's Creek. I have to call the roll for this, do I?
Yeah. Oh, on a deferral now. Don't worry about that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. All right. Our next item is change of zone number 2311 Philip Jackson.
Conditional use.
Conditionally, that's a, yeah, conditional use. Thank you.
It's late. Yeah, I'm also going to ask for, does anybody have anything to discuss on that?
I just said I don't have any problem with it, but you need time to get a motion together.
Right, I don't have any problem with it either. Yeah. I mean, Mr. Jackson has been there longer than all of us.
Mr. Jackson was operating under the assumption that he was legal because I think a certain county administrator told him he was.
Yeah.
Which we can all, who knew it, can believe.
Yeah, we can certainly believe that. Yeah.
So I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2311 Philip Jackson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2312 G. Fidel.
That's mine, right?
Yeah, there it is.
Mr. Chairman, I move to defer for, hold on, what's the name of the thing again?
G. Conditional use 2312 G. Fidel.
I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2312 G. Fidel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 23-13 John Ford.
We just use all the same things we did last time for him.
Right.
It's right next door.
Well, and the thing is, you know, all those on Savannah Road, they're all pretty much the same. It almost should have just been zoned, you know, years ago, B1 or whatever, you know, that whole corridor. Just, there's all these conditional uses just that line the whole thing.
Well, but then we also tried to keep it more conditional use just because
residential
to
appearance.
Look
yeah, the gateway kind of Lewis. Yeah,
right. Yeah. But I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2313 John Ford. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1973 Osprey Point Preserve LLC.
I'm sure we're going to just read that one off tonight.
Boy, there's a lot of testimony to consider. There's a lot put on the record by the opposition that I think bears some careful consideration. Mr. Hopkins, you did quite a job of pointing out the issue with the water depth, and when you see the pictures and you look at what. You know what the folks put into evidence. It's a cause for concern. It's something we need to think about. I think.
I mean, and Denrec sounds like they're going to have a hearing on it that might make the whole thing moot as far as the marina.
You know, I had that thought occurred to me as well. I think that you know we have a say, but they have the say.
That's
about
right.
The marina. That marina is not happening without them, and they're going to be really more stringent and more. Expert than we are.
But looking at this, even if say we, I mean, I didn't have a problem with a kayak launch. I'm not sure, you know. It's like when we do, if we go back through this, could we say, okay, well, this would be okay, but this isn't okay, or this?
Oh, I think you absolutely can. Yeah, because it's an RPC amendment, so you can put
conditions
on it.
That's what I was going to say. We can pick and choose. We don't have to take it wholesale. And there were some good comments made about where the parking was and how that would function in real life. And you know, those are all things that need to be looked at, and they're all the reasons why we had a public hearing in the first place. So,
right.
You know. Okay. All that being said, I think deferring action might be the thing to do.
I think so too, but it's got Bruce's initials on it for some reason.
Right.
For some reason, it's in Mr. Schaefer's district, and I seem to be getting his recently. Hint, hint. Change of zone 1973 Osprey Point Preserve LLC. I move to defer.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded.
I'm glad to take it. I'm just kidding.
To defer action on change of zone number 1973 Osprey Point Preserve LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our.
Mr. Wheatley, before we do that, if we could go back and just to correct the vote on.
I voted on something I wasn't supposed to.
On conditional use 2300.
I didn't say anything.
I just got carried away.
Okay.
Conditional use 2300 MRBP LLC. Just let the, if we could make sure that the vote's corrected in the minutes.
Okay, if we could.
That it's.
That Kim Hoy Stevenson was a.
Three to zero.
Three to zero with two abstaining, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So if we could just make sure that shows up in there.
Yep. Okay, does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Do we know anything about Coral Lakes, what's going on?
Not anymore than what I said last time, there's not been anything scheduled, we're just waiting on transcripts, so.
I think on the Osprey one, that we do need to take some consideration to, that's 85 parking spaces, and there's only 200 homes in the place, so that means if we're thinking that it's going to be catering to those folks, that means they're going to eat there half the time.
I don't think, no, and I don't think that's it at all. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's commercial in the same way that the commercial is at Bayside, where it's not really being built just for that community. I mean, there's no way of 200 people can support support all that.
Right.
So you know it's being built to serve.
Which is my point.
You know.
A lot of outside traffic rolling in.
I don't know what
time you all go to bed, but I'm sound asleep by 9 o'clock.
But just real quick, because we closed the conversation on that.
I thought we were still open.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
No, fair point. I thought we were.
Yeah.
But we can certainly, and.
It's late. Good point.
When's the county council hearing scheduled for this? How much time do we have? We don't necessarily have to act on this the next meeting, is my point. We may put it on the agenda just for discussion if you want to, if you don't want to make a motion right away. I mean, it's.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of weeks to come up with topics to discuss.
Maybe we can just have it on, and we can put it on, but we don't have to have a motion. We can vote. I was just trying to get an idea of the timeline.
There's at least two more meetings before the council.
All right, great. Well,
that might be a good idea, because I feel like, you know, I'm tired. I kind of maybe missed my window to express.
Why don't we put it on
Four
the
o'clock
agenda,
comes
but,
early.
But
put it on for discussion.
For discussion, and that way we can continue this conversation.
Perfect.
We'll get our thoughts together.
Did we make that? Is that a motion or something?
You're not allowed to leave yet.
He'll do it. Yeah, he'll do it. So, is there anything else for good of the order? Any updates, announcements?
Just the QR code announcement. So, obviously, as we talked about today, the new site notices are starting to be used for larger applications.
And 11 people hit it.
Correct.
So 11 people actually hit the QR code on that sign. So this, you know,
that's good.
You know, it's a little, I'm a little touchy when they get on us about notice, because they're here at the meeting. That's the whole purpose of notice. So, how, you know, no matter how bad the sign was, you still managed to get here.
Yeah, I agree.
We do everything we can. This is great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great.
And we're about to roll out the new. Data management system that'll make it even better.
Yeah, so things are, you know, good things are happening. You can always make them better, though.
Yep.
You can always do better. So.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You stand adjourned.